Innisfail, Family Day is coming back to town. The province-wide statutory holiday this year is set for Monday, February 21, and the town has been busy organizing its first big holiday celebration of winter since 2020. The celebration in 2020 occurred just a few weeks before the start of the pandemic. It was one of the last major recreational events we were able to run before we got into the thick of the pandemic, said Kane Williams, the town's recreation coordinator. But 2022, it is a different story. Although COVID is still dangerously present, the province and town now have the experience and know how to handle it. All the planned activities are either outside or in venues with restrictions exemption programs, REP, which require proof of vaccination, negative test results or medical exemption for patrons 12 and over, as well as mandatory masking. The representative will be in effect for activities planned for the arena, Innisfail Curling Club and the Innisfail Aquatic Center. The Helping Hand Fund 3-on-3 Family Day Tournament will kick things off at the arena with a 9 a.m. start. Teams are required to register with the tournament organizers to take part. Funds raised for this event will go to support the Dean Turnquist Helping Hand Fund. People can come and watch if they want to, but they do have to reach out to the Helping Hand Fund, specifically to Dean Turnquist to register for that one, said Williams. A family day at the Innisfail Arena event will then run from noon to 3 p.m. and feature an all-ages free skate with music and prizes. There will also be outdoor skating, if conditions allow, at the skating loop to the northwest of the arena. Williams added the town is hoping to run a barbecue in front on the arena that would offer grilled hot dogs, coffee and hot chocolate. He said the Innisfail kinsmen have put in a request to Alberta Health Services to do that. The town is still waiting for the Oz decision. There will be two family day swim sessions offered at Aquatic Center. The first is from 1 to 2 p.m. and the second from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. as there will be a maximum number of attendees allowed. Registration is required at www.innisfail.ca/programs. It's a free event, but donations to the Innisfail and District Food Bank are requested. The Innisfail Curling Club is hosting free family curling from 10 a.m. to noon. All equipment will be provided. There is no registration required. However, the number of participants will be based on capacity. And then for the first time, there will be a family day event from the Innisfail Nordic Club and Innisfail Golf Club. Citizens can head to the golf club and check out the tracks laid out for cross-country skiing and snowshoeing. That one is cool. It's a new one for this year. The Nordic Club is always open, at least the trails for other family days, but this is the first time the golf club has been open to allow people to go up and start on a trail up by the clubhouse, said Williams. There is no charge to use the trails, but a membership with the Innisfail Nordic Ski Club will be appreciated. Attendees must provide their own equipment. For the most up-to-date trail conditions, participants are asked to check out the Innisfail Nordic Ski Club's Facebook page. We are really looking forward to inviting the community back for Family Day. It is one of the best opportunities we have to celebrate winter in our community, and we think this is going to be a terrific day, said Williams. We are hoping everybody can attend, and attend safely, but we're really excited to have Family Day for 2022.